Station.
It's time now for Northview Football. This game being brought to you by Clark County REMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. Morris Manufacturing. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Canteen is Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. And by Refreshment Services, your Pepsi Cola distributor in the Wabash Valley. Now it's time for Northview Football.
In Noblesville, Indiana, Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Dennis back in the studio here on Timeless Classics, WAMB, 1130 AM, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, and online from anywhere in the world, WAMBradio.com. We're fighting the elements for you guys. 55 degrees outside of the bleachers calling the football game, Brad. It's going to get cold, but we got a good football game tonight.
It's going to be a great football game. We traveled on the road to 1-3 Gurn Catholic, the Golden Eagles, and Corey Clark. We can't express how beautiful this facility is. Landscaping all around, a nice red track. Zoysia grass, live grass, painted up really nice and beautiful. Just a really nice complex here for Gurn Catholic High School.
Well, enjoy this now because this beautiful field is going to turn into a bright red sea of brightness next week at Edgewood High School.
Yes, it is, and I'll tell you what, this one here will be bright brown here, and probably in the next 2 weeks they get the first frost. Zoysia grass absolutely turns brown, and thank goodness football season's about over.
I might get some frost on my mustache by the time this game's over. 5-1 North Unites, 1-3 Gurn Catholic. But don't look at that record as fool's gold, because it is. They've played some really, really good football teams this year.
Yes, they have, you know, and kudos to the North Unites coming off that big 26-25 win last week at home against Indianapolis Lutheran. And, Corey, I can't be more excited. We've got some new sponsors coming on board. The community's growing. Basketball season's right around the corner. I had a text message from one of my friends. She wanted to know why we weren't on the air yet. It's because we need sponsors. We need more advertising.
If
you're listening, call Corey or myself and get on board. Football's not over, but basketball's coming, baseball's coming, and we need more advertisers to keep things going here at WAMB.
Yeah, if you appreciate what we're doing. I mean, we're sitting on the cold for you. We need
goodness.
And it's really cheap, too.
Yeah, bring somebody, if you're not out of your car yet and you got an extra blanket, bring it up to Brad. I've lost so much weight that I can feel my bones chattering.
We'll tell you what Gurn Catholic Northview, they've done all season long. Plus, look at the head-to-head matchup when we come back. We're going to go pay some bills, send it back to Dennis in the studio in downtown Brazil. We're here in Noblesville, Indiana. For Northview and Gurn Catholic on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Great Dane of Brazil and Terre Haute is now hiring direct. Great Dane is now accepting applications, including skilled positions for material handling, maintenance, assemblers, and CDL drivers. Starting pay is $14 to $18 per hour, depending on the position. Some positions pay more if you have the right skills. Plus, Great Dane provides both pay increases and a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper now and write down these phone numbers. In Brazil, 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at greatdane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. Great Dane is now hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
About 8 minutes till kickoff here at Gurn Catholic High School. The 1-3 Golden Eagles playing host to your 5-1 North Unites, who are coming off a huge win just a week ago over number one in Class 1A, Indianapolis Lutheran, where they got to win in double overtime, 26-25. And I'll be honest, my voice was gone until Wednesday because that game was that exciting, and we were loud the whole entirety of it.
It was exciting. We were outside. It was the elements of Friday Night Lights, and They're saying it's the second best game played at Northview. I'm saying it's the best game on the turf. How about that? Because it was amazing. Next week we'll be at Edgewood High School as we travel on the road to Edgewood to take on the Mustangs. And, Corey, you can't look past this game tonight because it's going to be a tough one. But, man, I'm excited to go down to Edgewood and put another big W up down there.
Yeah, the rest of the way after this game, there's Edgewood and then home to Indian Creek. Those are the final two games of the regular season, and both are Western Indiana Conference games within the Gold Division. And then also on October 8th, which is this Thursday, is the IHSA pairing show for football. It's not on Sunday this year. It's on Thursday. And, of course, that'll be live right here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Looking at these two teams, you have Northview Knights, Mark Rates, 59-20 in his eighth year at Northview. At Guerin Catholic, Tom Dilley, he's 43-27 in his seventh season at Guerin Catholic. Northview offense averaging right now 31 points a game, while Northview's defense is averaging 12 points a game given up, and that's pretty dominant if you ask me. Guerin Catholic on their offensive side. Now, listen, this is going to sound bad, but I promise you this is a tougher team than what you're going to expect here tonight. They only average 5 points per game offensively through their four games played. Defensively, they're giving up 29 points per game. Now, Corey, a team only scoring five a game, what do you mean that they're not going to be that dominant? Well, listen, they opened up the year beating McCutcheon of Lafayette 14-7, but after that, they played some tough teams. Rebuff Jesuit lost 28-7. At Indianapolis, Roncalli lost 42-0. At Indianapolis, Chatard lost 38-0. All private schools, all dominant football programs.
All three ranked in the top 25 of the state, Corey.
Yep. Speaking of rankings, Northview, in all classes, they came in at 54 this year. That's some respect.
I looked through, and that's pretty high up there. And you look at the 53 teams ahead of us, and you were in great company.
I don't know. What do we have to do to get ranked in our own class, though?
Well, you know, win that first game. Win that first game, be undefeated, then, you know, come off that big win next week. But we went out the rest of the year. We may pull up into the top 25 in the coaches' poll. Probably be hard to get in the top 10 in our class ranking. But you know what rankings are good for?
What?
Type. That's it. That's type and
it's
hype.
Good for us.
Type and hype. That's it. Because what you do out on the football field is a lot better than rankings. Look, last week, number one, Lutheran. They were supposed to come in and just, you know, hey, what happened? We beat them. Sent them home. John Harold's got them 24-17 tonight, Corey. Hey, and John's been pretty close on, you know, the last 20 years he's been doing it.
The dude's been doing it forever. I want to know who's going to take over that site when he retires. Hopefully it's not soon. But from last week, Brad, what can Northview take into this game from last week?
Well, not much here because they've only played four games. Very different style. They're going to run the football. They're going to not mix it up. They don't have a 6'6 receiver that's going Division I. What they do have, though, is they have a coaching staff that is very, very, very fluent. You look out through there, you know, watching them warm up and stuff, they're very active. They're in sync together. So, yeah, you know, but you can't discount what we've got on our side. We got the Rates family. You know, you look back at what Mark and Dennis has done over the years. You see what Mark's done at Northview, just the time he's been here, and to change things. It's just amazing, Corey.
And we're going to send it back to break. They're going to have the national anthem much more. When we come back, we'll preview this game and much more between Northview and Guerin Catholic on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. Are you building a home or are a home builder? Park County RMC is happy to announce our new construction program that incentivizes energy efficiency building practices. This program has a proven history with amazing results. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for additional details.
Okay, let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Sure, totally. Is that a Pepsi vanilla?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please not here. Not now.
Oh, too late. Steve. It's flavor time, baby, and we're coming to you live with the smoothest cat in the city, Pepsi Vanilla.
No, it's not flavor time.
With a flavor so rich and a taste so smooth. It's delicious. It's refreshing. It's the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas, the fox's socks.
And I'm pretending I don't know you.
I think it's about time to take a call from the biggest flavor fan of the day, Steve.
Dude, seriously, does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Vanilla?
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Pepsi Vanilla, now available in zero sugar. That's what I like.
Country Music Weekend is happening on the Pepsi stage October 3rd and 4th at the Vigo County Fairgrounds. Saturday evening will feature Jody Messina and Josh Grayson. Then on Sunday, it's the Roots and Boots Acoustic Show with Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray. Get tickets today at your local Casey's General Store.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're ready.
Good job again. Very well done.
Welcome back here to Garen Catholic High School. Just got done with a prayer, national anthem. They had some fireworks too, Brad.
Yeah, we've missed that. We missed out at Northview this year with the pandemic not having fireworks.
Yeah, so game going on here tonight. Like Brad said, John Harrell prediction of this game is 24-17 Northview, but throw that prediction out the window. Doesn't really matter. Last outing, Northview defeated Lutheran 26-25, double overtime. Garen Catholic lost to Indianapolis Chautard 38-0. Some other games in the area tonight. Brown County is at South Putnam. Cloverdale is at Greencastle. Edgewood is at Sullivan. Manual is at Indian Creek. Owen Valley at Eastern. West Vigo at North Putnam. Terre Haute North at Southport. And Terre Haute South at above Jesuit. And I think there's some honors to give out to the Northview sports this week because a lot of cool things have happened. Congratulations to the Northview Lady Knights soccer team for clinching the WIC championship with their win over Edgewood earlier in the week. And sectional tennis championship starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. on Saturday between Northview and South Putnam. So good luck to the Northview boys sectional team. Hopefully they can bring home a sectional championship.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that soccer program isn't that old there, Corey. The Knights soccer program come a long way. And I'll tell you what, the cross-country team's doing really good too, boys and girls. I did go down on the field before the game, Corey. Didn't get a chance to talk with Coach Rates because of the, you know, late buses. They couldn't get buses till like 4:20 to get up here and everything. And they were trying to get everybody warmed up. But do have an injury this week. Dylan Zinko is out. Mooch, the big center, the big man, center of the defense when it's the goal line stance, he's out with concussion protocol. But I talked to him before the game, and he said that he will he was cleared today, so he'll be back next week.
That's good. First ever meeting between these two schools. Back-to-back first-ever meetings. Never played Lutheran before, beat them. Never played Garen Catholic before.
And we're going to beat them.
A big thanks to all our sponsors for jumping on board. There's so many of them, but there's always room for more, and there is room for more. So make sure you give us a call on Monday, or just shoot me a Facebook message, or Brad. You can call our office at 812-420-2518. Ask for me, or just shoot me an email at cclark@dlcmediainc.com. What are you looking forward to tonight's game, Brad?
Well, I'll tell you what. They're going to run the football, so our defense has got to come out and stop the run game. We don't have the receivers to cover like we did last week, but they've got some powerhouse running, and they're going to run a little trickery. You'll see their offensive is, you know, it's not so much. It's a modified wing T. They do a lot of jet sweeps. But the key to this game, Corey, is going to be taking this football down the field about 85 yards after this kickoff and scoring first and making the bleed, the Gurren Catholic Golden Eagles bleed first.
And the Knights have a chance to open things up. They'll get the ball offensively in their white uniforms, gray tops, Gurren Catholic purple helmets, black tops, and we are underway with the kickoff. And it's a booming kick.
Easton Morgan.
Morgan at the 5-yard line, gets it on the near sideline. He'll dance around, and he'll be taken out of bounds head first. And that's where the North Unites will start things off.
And the markings are hard to see here. Yeah. Right at the 21-yard line. That's where the Knights will have it first and 10, Corey Clark.
So here we go. Keegan Garrison and company will come out after a big win last week. They've won 5 in a row after opening their season with a loss.
Yeah, and that loss, that overtime loss to Terre Haute North, really a stinger. And I hope they can go off that win last week and move right on through sectionals. Let's win our first sectional.
It's good to get the first loss out of the way early. Garrison in the gun. Corbin Allen, the starting back, to his left hip. Bonomo and Morgan out wide. Garrison will hand off to Allen. Allen will cut back far side. He'll be tackled right away down to the ground by Parker Bell. It'll be a gain of about 2.
Yep, pick up a 2 for Allen. And another big shout-out to his grandpa. I know he got released and he's home, but Randy Knox, you know, struggling with some medical issues, whatever, couldn't come here tonight and watch the football game. So, Randy, I know you're home listening, so we're still thinking about you.
Yeah, let us know where you are listening from on WAMB and Northview Football. Let us know on the Facebook page, Timeless Classics, WAMB. We got so many messages last week of where you were listening. Send us a picture, put it on our Facebook page, and let us know. We love seeing it.
Bonomo's on the near side this time, Corey. I look for it to be a pass right away.
Garrison, 2nd and 8. He'll take the snap, play action.
Steps he's got Bonomo
up, fires
open.
Bonomo on the comeback. He's got it. He'll spin around. Dance is enough for the first down, and it will be by a yard or two. So first down for the Knights.
Pick up a 7 for Bonomo. First passing play of the game for the Knights.
What is going on over here to our right, Brad?
It's homecoming.
A lot of students are standing on a hill. Yep. And they're in neon.
Yep. It's homecoming here, and that's how their social distancing, it looks like, is setting up on the hill.
First and 10, 10:53 to go here in the opening quarter. It's a cold one out here in the bleachers. Same formation, Bonomo near side, Morgan. Now Bonomo will go in motion from near to far. Allen in the back. Garrison, quarterback keeper, far side. And he'll be tackled immediately at the line of scrimmage. He won't gain a yard. Garrison, someone picked up the ball for Gearing Catholic, but they're going to rule him down before that fumble happened.
Missed blocking scheme there. Looked like Parker Jordan's in on offense. He's took over Zinko's spot. And, you know, Parker's not a big offensive player, and he missed his block there. And that's just something you don't see a lot from a senior veteran. But he's a defensive veteran. But coming in and filling that guard position is going to be a little tougher tonight.
Might be an idea to try to run to the opposite side, where Zinko normally is, but run to the right side of the line instead.
Minutes on Parker looks like a little guy out there on the line.
Yeah, it should be. He's got the size of a center. Two receivers near his side. Garrison, he'll throw a screen to Bonomo. Bonomo will split the defenders, fall ahead for a gain of 3, and he'll bring up 3rd and 7 coming up. Bonomo had a big 80-yard touchdown for the first touchdown of the Knights yesterday going in to the fourth quarter. He ended up earning our Chad Schottmeyer Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Player of the Game. But someone who could have earned it too was Zachary Ferris. Great punting last week.
The whole team.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
It was hard.
It was very hard to pick out last week. But Vinny coming back and doing something extraordinary when we needed it, that just stuck deep in my mind.
3rd and 7. First third down conversion of the night. Elias Gorin in the backfield with Corbin Allen. Two receivers to the far. Garrison, he'll roll out to the far side. Throw on the run. Crossed his body for a first down with the sticks to Bonomo.
Bonomo with about an 8-yard gain. Garrison's and that's another Knights first down.
Just enough for the Knights. So two first down conversions so far.
3 for 3 for Garrison. First down for the Knights. Already up to the 44-yard line, Corey.
8:50 to go in the opening quarter. Ball on the 44, as Brad said. Moving the football. No midfield logo here at Gearing Catholic. You think they fill in the the yard markers a little better, don't you think?
It probably looks really good when the grass is green.
Probably. Two receivers to the near. Hasn't rained in quite some time. Allen breaks outside, spins, falls at the line of scrimmage. He will gain zero, so it's obvious that it's very hard to run early on against this Golden Eagles defense.
Yeah, and that was, again, Parker Jordan with the missed assignment there. And hopefully we make a few adjustments there. He pulled on that one there, and when he pulled, he should have got the end, and the end was wide open. And Elias Gordon, he had to get the tackle that came across. So.
Yep. Junior Scotty Smith was in on the tackle for the Golden Eagles. They're going to say he got a yard, so it'll be second and nine, under eight to go. And we're doing it again, wasting the entirety of the clock, Brad.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do. Keep their offense over here.
I formation under center for the first time for Garrison. Garrison, play action. In around to Bonomo. Bonomo's got one man to beat. He gets pancaked outside. Bonomo, 40. And he'll go to the 35-yard line. And are they going to call a blindside block on that?
I don't know what they're going to call, but it was a hard hit.
Someone got pancaked, and it looked like it was to the side. I don't know if Coach Mark Rates is going to be happy with that, but that's going to bring that big gain all the way back.
They're calling it holding. Mm. That's going to bring it back. That's the first penalty, and that penalty is going to be about 35 yards, negating the run.
Heck of a play call from Coach Mark Rates and company, just negated from a penalty.
Yep, so that's going to make it second down and about 21.
I didn't see who was on.
54. Four. But it was a block. I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Gabe Stockroom?
Yeah.
Here we go.
An illegal block.
It's already a penalty. Just
to about the 30.
So far, could kill the drive. The Knights got to find a way. They're going to have to pass the ball here on two consecutive plays. It's second and 21.
A second down and 21.
Garrison will go from the gun. They have Elias Gorn in the backfield.
Corbin Allen's lined up as a receiver out here.
Could see that wheel route. Bonomo comes in motion. Garrison just drops back to throw. Quick screen to Gordon. He's got room to run. He'll get to midfield. Cut back inside. Breaks one tackle. And finally brought down after,
about 9 yards.
9 yard gain.
Yep. Yep. That's going to get him back up to be second down and about 13.
It's not a bad idea. Had room to run.
Make the tackle.
Pick up five more here and go for it.
6:50 to go here in the opening quarter. Knights have had it well over halfway of the opening quarter. Haven't seen Garen Catholic's offense yet.
I don't want to see him until the fourth quarter.
I don't know if that's possible. Gordon to the left hip of Garrison. Third and 13. Ball on the 41. Play action. Blitz. Throws it up. Lobs it. Intercepted. And he'll go down immediately.
That's going to be pass interference.
Now I see a
penalty
marker.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pass interference.
So everybody is celebrating on the Golden Eagles side, but maybe not.
It's an interception.
They threw the blue flag where the possession was caught. So
37-yard line.
That's Garrison, that's, yes, an interception, but he had to do that. He had two guys sprinting in his face untouched.
Yep.
And just threw it up for a play.
I forgot the number of who got that, but he was tall and got up high and got it. If he'd have got over his shoulder, it would have been a touchdown for Bonomo, but that's going to give him the ball at the 36-yard line, and here comes that high, powerful Golden Eagle offense.
Yep. Jack McGowan, the quarterback. His running back is Jagger Albert.
A lot of trickery.
Yep. A lot of motion. McGowan hands off to Jagger. Jagger breaks it wide. First down and more. 40, 30, 25 out of bounds at the 20-yard line inside.
Albert
and a big first play to open things up for the Golden Eagles. That is not the start the Knights defense wanted.
Not at all, Corey, and that's what I said. We got to stop the running game right away. And
about 44 yards.
So a 44-yard.
First and 10.
From Albert Jagger, the running back.
Golden Eagles, ball resting on the 16.
So an interception turns into a 44-yard run.
Now the Knights have got to stop him right here and get the ball back. I've seen all I want to see of their offense, Corey.
Ball on the 16. Receiver in motion. McGowan will hand it off on the end around. Near side, miss attack on the backfield before being brought down after a 2-yard gain.
Ryan Glenn
was on the carry there. Their receiver.
By Parker Jordan.
Jordan on the tackle, so
gained
plus three.
Yards on the play.
Second down and seven.
Down.
So Ryan Glenn there was on the carry for the receiver role.
They do a lot of that jet sweep, so.
Yep.
and then they fake it, and they do a little naked bootleg. It's
they got a lot of trickery, like you said in the pregame, Brad. McGowan in the gun. Jagger to his left hip. It's going to be a throw. Quick out route. Through the hands of the receiver, Ryan Glenn.
Incomplete pass, and that helps. That's going to make it. That's going to make it third down.
Big opportunity here for the North Unites defense early on. Big opportunity.
They got a good kicker.
I'm sure they do. I mean, you saw that kickoff specialist. He booted that thing
to the five. Almost went into the end zone. Easton could have let that one roll, I think. But
I think 3 points obviously is better than seven or eight, whatever they do. 5:19 to go, ball on the 15. Third and nine, right to left on your radio dial for the Golden Eagles. McGowan on third and nine. He'll take the snap. Looks left, throws, fires, and is it a first down?
Nope.
It won't be. It'll short.
Pick up a five.
It'll be fourth and three, I believe, if not two.
Morgan, depending
and it looks like they're going to go for it.
Yep, fourth down and three.
And one defensive back comes off for Northview, and they're going to bring in
Caleb Owens.
Yep, 36. Caleb Owens.
I look for him to throw it again.
Fourth and three. Two receivers out wide.
Might be a quarterback sneak.
One H-back under center, McGowan. Fourth and manageable. The snap, quarterback keeper. Oh, a handoff. And are they stopped?
They got him. They got a boy.
And
man,
it'll be.
He's short. That's going to be a turnover on downs.
Albert on the ball carry.
Waiting for the official's official ruling. And it looks like
it's turnover on downs, Northview football.
I mean, North Unites football. Big stop to start the game despite the 44-yard run. So Gary Catholic couldn't pick it up on fourth down, and the Knights will get another chance.
Parker Jordan with the big hit there, and Samson, they stopped that drive, and here we go. We got it right back at the 10-yard line, and we'll get to do it again. So let's see, Corey. We only got to see six plays out of that Gurren Catholic offense, and that's all I want to see till the fourth quarter.
4:32 to go in the opening quarter. Ball on the 10. Garrison in the gun with Allen in the backfield. Garrison takes it, throws for screen out to Bonomo on the far sideline, and he'll fight ahead for about seven on the play.
Garrison
Bonomo picks up Bonomo 7 yards, and that's going to make it second down and three.
Bell
and I love those quick outs. You know, they're playing 8-10 yards off the ball. Why not give Vinny an opportunity? Because, man, he's quick and he's got a really good swivel.
You know, all he's got to do is make one man miss, gone.
He did it earlier with the penalty. But
so 4 minutes now, 8 minutes through the opening quarter already.
I didn't like the first play for Jagger here with the with the Golden Eagles, but I'll take the ball back.
Scoreless here. I formation, Garrison turns around, gives it to Allen up the gut. He stopped at the line of scrimmage.
We got to get some blocking, Liner.
Either you got to find a way to run the ball outside, because right now running up the gut's not working.
They're going to give him a pickup of one.
By Bell and McGreal.
So it should be third and three to go.
No gain on the play.
And if the quarterbacks for Gearing Catholic's not playing tight, why not throw the screen and get to Bonomo?
Yeah, yep. Fake that sweep, bootleg it to the near side.
There you go, Brad. 3:18, first quarter. Morgan near side, Bonomo far side.
Double tight end, look for him to pass.
Yep. Garrison on third and four from the scoreboard's perspective. It'll be a pass, out route. Bonomo out of his reach, incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down,
Garrison
and the punting unit will come out.
Well, it was a good thought, but I still don't think he'd have got a first down out of that one.
Fourth down.
And here comes a guy who punted probably his best game of his career at Northview High School. And Zachary Ferris.
Back deep for the Golden Eagles, number five. That's Elijah Edwards, a senior. And, man, I was watching him out there warm up. And this kid can wheel. Got to kick it away from him.
Yeah, I prefer not a line drive kick. So let's see what Ferris can do. High snap. Takes a step. Nearly blocked it is. Blocked. Ball's fought for. Who came up with it?
It don't matter. It's their ball.
It'll be down there for Gearin Catholic. So a blocked punt, a special teams blunder, and all Gearin Catholic has to do is pick up 4 yards to get into the end zone for a touchdown.
I don't even think it's 4 yards, is it? Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, I think they have it at the five. Or the four, at least. The four.
Well, the Eagles will take over possession.
Well, the thing about this is, Corey, that was a high snap. You know, we've battled special teams blunders all season. But let's, hey, the defense made a stop last time. Let's see what they can do here on the 3-yard line. First and goal from the 3.
High formation. McGowan takes a snap. Full back gives it to him, and he
nothing
stops.
There.
Nowhere to go. And it'll bring up second down.
On the carry.
So 2:52 on the carry?
Yeah, who was the running back there? Was it?
No, it was their fullback.
Stockrub.
25. That's Hull.
No gain on the play. Second and goal.
Second and goal from the 3. Defensively here, Corey, this is going to be big if we can stop them.
Oh, yeah. Momentum will shift once again towards the night side. Under center again. McGowan sends one man in motion. McGowan turns around, hands off to Jagger. Jagger
touchdown.
Fights through. Touchdown, Golden
Albert
Eagles.
Turns the ball in for the Golden Eagle touchdown.
So after a couple big stops, North United's defense couldn't do it all night long here in the early going after a blocked special teams punt.
Yep, so they turned it over to 10, and we give it right back to them on the 3, and they scored with 2:21 to go. And now we'll see the leg of this kicker, number 10. And that's Addison Lucian, senior punter and kicker, 6'1", 153
Lucian
pounds with some leg.
The snap, the hold, the PAT is a low line drive, but that is a bullet.
Almost hit the restrooms.
PAT's up and good. 2:21 to go, opening quarter. Garen Catholic on top of Northview. 7-0. Knights have a chance to answer. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here at Garen Catholic High School, Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you here on Timeless Classics WAMB. Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil, about 90 minutes away from downtown Brazil, and Garen Catholic gets things going on the board first as they're on top 7-0.
Corey, that was a short drive, only 3 yards to punch it in, but, you know, defensively, the Knights, I thought they might be able to hold them out, but, you know, it's just pretty hard when you got a running game like this, Golden Eagles.
And here's the kickoff, another boomer, and it's going to be caught at the 10. And
out
his feet, he should have
let that go. Out of bounds. We got it at 35.
Oh, one of his feet were out of bounds, should be out, but the Knights will start there.
Gosh, at the 9.
Hey, real quick, the progress continues at the all-new York Chrysler Jeep Dodge Highway 40 West in Brazil. Our new store is getting closer to completion. Save your hard-earned cash on an all-new Chrysler Dodge or Jeep vehicle. We also have a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. Part of the construction as work hard to serve you even better at York Chrysler Jeep Dodge Highway 40 in Brazil. At York, we're not number one. You are.
York Automotive. Go out there and see Debbie Butler. Tell her Brad sent you a new or used car. They've got a great inventory. Boy, they're, you know, and that Jeep dealership across the street's going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. 2:21 to go here, opening quarter. The Knights have a chance. They're at the 10, though. They got 90 yards to go to reach the end zone. Gordon goes out wide as a receiver. It's going to be a screen out to him, but it's way low and bounces.
Incomplete.
Yep.
Garrison's pass.
So, I mean, obviously, we think it's cold. I'm sure the quarterback's hands think it's cold, too.
Well, it shouldn't be. They should be all pumped up out there and ready to rock and roll. We're just sitting here talking football.
Yep, 2:17 now. Garen Catholic, they got the block punt if you're just joining us. They had Northview had a big defensive stop the first time around, but the block punt gave Garen Catholic only 4 yards to go to the end zone. And they were able to capitalize here. 2:17 to go, opening quarter. Pistol formation set for Keegan Garrison. Corbin Allen in the back. Elias Gorn in motion. He's in the slot. Turnaround play action. They're going to throw again. Rolls out, throws deep downfield, going up to get it through the hands of Easton Morgan. It'll be incomplete.
Good defensive coverage there.
Just tad bit high. Good defensive coverage coming from Garen Catholic. And Parker Bell
brings up third down.
Parker Bell and 37, that Max Nickel, both playing really good safety positions. and they're feeding him receivers. You know, they're giving him the room, but they're right there for the kill.
See if Northview can fight back here on a big third 10. Ball on the 10-yard line. Gordon and Allen in the backfield. Bonomo goes in motion. Garrison, play action. Steps up. Wheel route to Elias Gordon. He's open, but someone came in and got a hand on
it. Number 19, 18.
And that was number 18 of Danny Rode. And what a play by Gary Catholic. They had it there for Elias Gordon, but the safety read it perfectly. Now the Knights are forced to punt in the end zone once again.
Yep, and this is what we don't like. This is where we, you know, we got to get the punt away here.
Big thanks to many of our sponsors, including Park County, RMC, your Touchdown Energy Cooperative.
They're rushing 10 people, Corey.
You blame
them? They're rushing the entire field.
Snap, they get the punt off, but it's a short one, a bad one. And it'll go out of bounds.
28-yard line.
Yep, that's where the Golden Eagles will start.
Another short field.
So two special teams blunders in this one. North Unite's offense will look like they have things going in the opening quarter, or the opening drive, nothing since. And give credit, Golden Eagles defense doing a phenomenal job too.
I said it's going to be a low-scoring game, and we got to stop them here. We can't let them get up two touchdowns.
Ball on the 27. 7-0, 2 minutes on the dot remaining in the opening quarter. McGowan in the gun. And he's going to change the play at the line of scrimmage, it looks like. Two receivers far, one near.
It's 20 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Takes it, near side, and it'll be a gain of maybe one.
Miller.
Say 20 seconds.
Wasn't it 20 seconds?
No, it was at 2 minutes.
No. I thought we were under a minute.
No.
Oh, well, pick up a one.
So a minute 45 and counting. Second and nine.
Gain of a yard.
McGowan second picked up a yard.
Nine.
So Garen Catholic and their black uniforms will huddle up. Northview defense already set. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, you're here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Now two backs, or one back in the backfield. One H back off the line. McGowan's in the shotgun. He'll hand it off to Jagger. Jagger goes up the gut. He'll be brought down at the 20-yard line. Big hit there from the North United's defense.
Pick up a seven for Jagger, and that's going to make it second or third down and two.
Third and two with 65 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter.
Third down and two.
More than likely four down territory for the Golden Eagles.
I don't know. That punter's got a leg.
Might be able to kick this field goal in.
Yeah. Or kicker, I guess, not punter. They haven't punted yet, so.
Two receivers to the far, one in the near. Jagger in the backfield, McGowan the quarterback. He'll be in the gun. Moves one man in motion. Near side, far side. Quick halfback misdirection up the middle. And ball's loose. Ball's loose. And it's Northview's football.
Fumble recovery there for the Knights.
And a big recovery forcing the football on Jagger. And the Knights defense comes up huge once again.
Elias Gordon picking up the fumble recovery. And that's his third one of the season. And the Knights are going to have a first and 10 from the 16. Not very good field position again, Corey. But, hey, we stopped them from the end zone.
I was skeptical. I thought they were going to rule him down for a second. So a big play for the North United defense. Can the offense take advantage is the real question now.
Dylan White with the forced fumble and the big man Elias Gordon scooping it up. And here we go, Northview.
Keegan Garrison out wide. It'll be Wildcat with Gordon and Allen in the backfield. They did this a lot last week in their win over Lutheran. Bonomo in motion. And Allen will keep it up the middle. He's got one man to beat, and he falls up ahead and up for the first down.
Nice pickup there for Allen.
Out to the 30-yard or 20-yard line.
No, that's the 30.
30, I was right.
Pick up a 14 for Allen.
14 yards.
Besides it being cold in the bleachers,
it's hard to see.
Our viewpoint's different, too. So
yeah.
You have to look over these players.
Yeah.
So but first anyway, and 10, first the Wildcat down. Work. They don't have to run a play. There's about a half a second differential.
Yeah. No, they'll probably.
It looks like they're not going to huddle up. So, going into the second quarter, not bad. 7-0, Knights are moving the football. First and 10, ball on the 30. Like to remind you, big thanks to Great Dane Trailers. They're now hiring direct. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. End of the first quarter, Garen Catholic 7, Northview 0. Back to the studios here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry,
feel the heat while you eat.
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here at Guerin Catholic High School, end of the first quarter score as we enter the second. The Golden Eagles are on top of the North Unites 7-0, but a big play from Corbin Allen out of the Wildcat. Gave the Knights a little bit of a spark offensively, and a play before that defensively forcing a fumble. So the Knights are fighting in this, Brad.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good football game. It's going to be a punching match, and it'll probably go – let's hope it doesn't go six rounds like last week.
My voice can't handle that.
So here we go. Start of the second quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights are trailing by 7, Corey. And, hey, got a lot of people listening back home, and Corey's going to keep social media and stuff updated. And just stay tuned in. Tell everybody to tune in and listen. You got a good one going on here in Noblesville, Indiana.
WAMB Facebook and WAMB Radio on Twitter. Garrison of the Gun, first and 10, right to left on the radio dial. It'll be a RPO to Gordon. Gordon's got room to run, makes one man miss, splits defenders. He's going to the 45-yard line in Guerin Catholic territory. The farthest the Knights have gone offensively so far, and a big play, and it's all pure athleticism from Gordon, Brad.
24 yards by Gordon on the run-pass option, and that's new. We haven't ran that all season to the pass. We've thrown it incomplete, but wow.
We've thrown it incomplete.
Yeah, but, I mean, we've thrown it incomplete, but to actually get it to pick up, the last two times it's been to Gordon, he's dropped it, not because of terrible coverage, but
nice little tight end screen. So now Gordon and Allen are in the backfield. Ball on the 46-yard line, first and 10. They'll kick Gordon out wide as a slot receiver and hand it off to Allen up the middle. He'll plow over three defenders.
That's the first positive yards Allen there on the run ball for Allen. He picks up 4 yards and make it second down, three. It'll make it second down and seven.
That was just pure tough man running, lowered his shoulder, and absolutely ran over a couple Golden Eagles here.
Well, and I was talking to Guerin Catholic's coach here before the game, and we were talking about Corbin Allen. He said, watching game film, they said they've got to stack the box to keep him on that misdirection and on the counter, because once he gets a burst of speed, he's gone, and now he's lined up as quarterback.
Yep, Wildcat formation once again. Sending Bonomo in motion. Bonomo won't get it. Allen keeps it again. Up the gut, falls the head forward, and he'll be about 3 yards shy of the first down. It'll be a carry of 4 on the play.
Yep. Picks up another 4 yards.
So they give him 4, so it'll be third down and 3.
It'll bring up third and
big
3.
Thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him probably tomorrow morning, 812-208-3244.
Call him tonight.
For an insurance quote today. Leave voicemails. He loves waking
call
up.
Him. Call him tonight.
Go ahead. All your insurance needs right then and there. So 10-16, third and 3 for the Knights, 4 down territory.
Hard count here is what we need. Get to free 5.
Bonomo in the slot, Morgan out wide. Garrison in the gun with Corbin Allen. It'll be Corbin Allen again. He's going to dance in the backfield, fall forward, won't get enough, but it'll be
maybe
right
one
at the line of scrimmage, it looks like. I don't think they moved anywhere forward, so fourth and 3.
Gets back to the line of scrimmage.
They're going to have to go for it here.
That should have been the hard count right there.
Probably should have thrown the football.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's working so far, but the Knights are fourth and 3 on the 39. Didn't gain an inch, apparently, and they're going to go for it.
The direct snap's where it's at because we're losing time on the handoff. They're blitzing the center position, and our guards are struggling to pick it up.
So big fourth and 3. Garrison in the gun. Garrison takes it. He's going to throw. Looks. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked. Turnover on downs. Guerin Catholic football.
Trene makes the sack.
And Guerin Catholic's going to get the ball back at the 41-yard line, and that's not the best of field position considering what they've had. But, you know, Corey, it's not much different than a botched punt. So
that's true. And overall, I mean, Garrison, he tried to find 3 receivers to the near side, but they're all in the same area, good defensive coverage, and he had nowhere to go with it.
Our line is failing to seam the blocks today. They're getting them right in the gang. You know, they're gang block or they're gang rushing the center, so we need to get some help in there.
And there's also such thing as a coverage sack, and I think that's what that was too. 7-0, in the gun. McGowan, he's going to throw, takes his time on the out route to the 50. He'll fall ahead for 11 yards. They're going to say
first down.
To reel.
Number five, the
first down for the Golden Eagles after Gordon
Elijah
makes
Edwards.
The stop.
Elijah Edwards came up with that, number five for Gearing Catholic.
First and 10 for the Golden.
So now ball passed in the North Unites territory.
Hurry up offense, no huddle for the Golden Eagles.
McGowan in the gun. He'll take it. Hands off to Jagger up the middle. And big tackle by Samson right at the line of scrimmage.
He blitzed on that one, read it right.
Heck of a change of direction, too, because originally heading for the quarterback, was able to plant.
Nice arm tackle,
180 and just bring him down to the ground. Braxton Samson, you mentioned it last week, heart and soul of this team.
Oh, yeah. Wears 42 for a reason. He's playing for two people. He plays for his teammate, lost in a tragic car accident, and Creighton Hunter Quinn. And Braxton wears that proudly. He's got a tattoo to prove it, and he plays hard for two people every Friday night.
Ball in the 48, Knights territory, second and 10. McGowan to throw.
He's on the rush again.
Throws it on the out route, completed.
Number two, that's Wyatt Bricking.
That's going to be Wyatt Bricking, and that'll be a...
Oh, sorry, McGreal. They got two number twos.
Allen makes the tackle.
Oh, so they're tied in Max McGreal.
And
it'll be a gain of seven on the play. Bring up third and three.
Third and three.
PA guy's copying what I'm saying.
North view. 41
7 to nothing. The Knights trail on the Great Dane scoreboard. Just under 8 minutes to go in the first half. Gurren Catholic with the football, Corey. Third and three. We need another big stop right here, and we got a chance to get march back down the field and tie this up for halftime.
Big third down here. Third and three. I formation set. McGowan under center. Takes the snap, fullback drive, and he's going to stop him at the line of scrimmage, if not behind it.
Caleb Owens.
Swarm of Knights, including what Brad said, yes. Caleb Owens, and are they going to punt or go for it?
The tackle.
I would assume go for it.
Pick up a one.
Gain of a yard.
They gave him a yard?
They gave him a yard,
fourth and two.
Yep, they're going to go for it.
Oh, yeah. So another big opportunity for the Knights to get the football back.
Scott Sawyer listening from down in Clay City, Indiana.
Home of the Eels.
Home of the Eels. We'll be down there this year for basketball.
7 minutes to go until halftime. Gearing Catholic 7. Northview 0 up on the Great Dane Trailers of Brazil scoreboard. Fourth and two coming up. Can the Knights get another stop? McGowan under center. And it's going to be offsides or an encroachment penalty on Northview.
On Knights. They're going to give him plus five.
He jumped across, but nobody moved.
He made contact.
Did he make? Who was that?
Isaac Torbert.
It was a Torbert. And he's coming off the field right away.
Plus five for the penalty.
Coach Aaron Edwards not happy with him.
And so that'll make it first down and 10. Knights. The ball be on the 35-yard line.
That's what you wanted the Knights to do their last time on fourth down was or third down. You wanted
Scotty sent me a text message. He said, I'm from Poland, Indiana. I'm not from Clay City. Well, his kids go to Clay City, and he's from Poland, Indiana now. So Scotty's a graduate of Northview.
Here comes the blitz from the Knights, and they're going to get him. Nope, he's going to break away. Jagger beats the blitz. He's at the 10-5 touchdown. Gary Catholic has a two-possession lead. He just ran outside the blitzers and had room to run.
Yep, Jagger with the touchdown. What was that, a 36-yard touchdown? And they go up 13 to nothing. And they just that was a wrong blitz to be called on that misdirection, and
Jagger's second rushing touchdown of the night. A pretty good PAT kicker, and Addison Lushen will come out. Their senior.
The long snapper, Miller on the hold, and Lushen set to attempt the extra point.
Waiting for the snap. Snap, it's high. They're messing up, and it's going to be brought down as a holder had to come up. It just held the football, so a bad snap. Couldn't get the PAT off, and that keeps the score. 13-0. The Knights offense has got to find a way to get on the scoreboard. 6:29 to go until halftime. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
13-0 after the missed PAT, but Jagger has two rushing touchdowns for the Golden Eagles and the Knights. Overall, they got to find a way to get some points on the board offensively.
Here we go, Corey. We've got to run this one back. How about Vinny Bonomo taking it to the house from me standing on the five?
Find a way to get me hype. Kickoff's underway, and it's going to be Morgan that comes up with it at the five-yard line. He'll bring it on the outside sticks. Still fighting through. He's got
breaks
a seam,
away.
And he's at the 40-yard line, and that's where the Knights will start things off. So how about Easton Morgan giving the Knights some life via the special teams run?
Nice run there by Easton Morgan. He caught that on the 3-yard line, Corey. Full steam ahead and missed a couple tackles. Big shout-out to the fire chief, Jake Bennett, and the family listening to us back home in Brazil. Remember, the burn ban's still in for Clay County, so things are dry. I know we got a little bit of moisture and everything, and
wasn't
people
enough,
want
though.
To do their bonfires and stuff. But make sure you check in with the local ordinances and stuff before you go lighting stuff on fire.
First and 10, ball on the 39. Knights have good field position. Garrison in the gun, sends out Allen out wide. He's back there by himself. Garrison, quarterback keeper up the middle. He'll dance around, fall forward for 4 yards.
I like that play call. Like that.
And on the keeper.
Well, yeah, it gives him more. The box isn't as tight as it was.
Yep.
Gallagher.
Because you have to follow Allen out wide.
Yep, everybody Make shifted out with Allen, and we had 4 guys on this side of the field. He did run it this way, but he ran straight ahead off the snap. No handoff, no misdirection. I like that call by Coach Rates.
And a big thanks to Refreshment Services, just distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. 548-13-0. Two receivers to the near side. Garen Catholic looks like they'll have a linebacker blitz. They will. It'll be Allen taking it outside the sticks. He cuts back up the middle through the 45-yard line. And that'll be a gain of about 2 on the play.
Allen carries the ball.
So third and 4 coming up.
Makes the tackle.
We need this first down right here.
They need it desperately.
Brings up third and 4.
Not a lot of substitutions for the Knights. Parker Jordan still in there as the left guard. You got Parker Jordan as a left guard. You got 54 Stockram as a left tackle. Gage Stockram. You got the center is McKee. And I don't know what the right side of the line is. We'll have to get it the next play.
Big third down here for the Knights. Garrison in the gun. He'll take the snap. He's going to throw. Steps up, fires. Gordon, same play, tight end screen. Stiff arms a man to the ground. Breaks another tackle, fights forward. Enough for the North Unites. First down. And how about Elias Harrison's Gordon putting his body on the line?
The Beast Gordon picks up 6 Elias yards after the catch, Gordon. After knocking out 2 of the defenders. And that's going to make it first and 10 for your North Unites. Now's when we need you. Now's when we need you, Elias Gordon, to shine.
For a 90-minute drive, good fan selection here for Northview on the opposite side.
Well, they were only limited a handful of tickets. I know. It was rough.
Gordon in the gun. Allen to the left hip. Takes it. Play action. Garrison steps up. Lobs it over the middle to Morgan, and it's batted away by Addison Lucian. And Addison also playing a little bit of defensive back.
Yep. Nice play there by the Golden Eagles defense. He had Morgan wide open, but they're playing a zone.
Put a little bit too much air on it.
Too much air, and it floated into the zone, and Addison came in and tipped that away.
When do we see the two tight ends up the seam?
I don't know, but the irrigation just kicked on, and the field's going to be awful soupy down there on the south end.
Hey, do something about it, Brad. That's your guy. That's your gig.
Not here, it isn't.
4:22 to go, 13-0. So you had that big red barn yard sale. How'd that go?
Amazing. I'll tell you, Corey, why they got a timeout with this going on. Let's talk a little bit about that. I'll tell you, we had over 100 people before 8 a.m. there, and I bet you 70% of them heard it on WAMB radio.
Unexpected precipitation.
So what I told Dave was I'll keep track and see how many people listen. And I'll tell you what. People are always skeptical. Well, if I advertise on the radio, how many people will I reach? I'll tell you what, I had a little bitty old garage sale in southern Indiana, and I had over 100 people tell me they heard about it right here on WAMB radio.
So if that doesn't persuade you, I don't know what else will. I could give you numbers if you want, but how about a testimonial from a guy to my right-hand side?
Try it. You know, that's what I tell
everybody. It's not
going to hurt. You know, try it. Put your business out there. Put yourself on the radio. Listen to it. Listen to it yourself. you know, it's amazing to have people come in the door and say, hey, we heard about York Automotive on the football broadcast the other night. Brad sent me in to see you, Debbie. You know, it works.
4:22 to go, second and 10, ball in the 48. And a timeout's going to be called by Coach Mark Rates. They're going to talk things over. We'll take a break with him. Quick 30-second break here. Guerin Catholic 13, Northview 0 on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Coming in of a timeout for Northview High School, it's 13-0, 4:22 to go in the opening quarter. Reminder, let us know where you are listening from. Go to the WAMB Facebook page or the WAMB Twitter. We do want to give a big shout-out to the Tennis Boys sectional team. They're in the sectional championship tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., so go support them.
Yep, did really well this year. Nice to see the tennis program doing really well.
Good luck.
Here we go.
Coming out of the timeout.
Yep.
Did I miss the first down play?
Nope, this is it.
Second and 10.
Wedding complete pass.
Yeah, that's right. Garrison in the gun. He'll roll out to the far side. Looking for Bonomo on the out route. Goes up. Bonomo got it through traffic. First down, Knights.
Nice pickup there of 11 yards by Vinny Bonomo, and that's enough for a Northview Knights first down.
4:14, and what a throw. Bullet by Garrison, and just
he wasn't going to get that one tipped away like the last one. I bet in that timeout somebody said, hey, these guys are recovering faster than you think. Don't float anything. They're going to pick it off. That's what happened with his interception. Garrison's got a gun for an arm, too.
Yeah, Bonomo caught that fastball with ease. First and 10, ball on the 37, under 4 minutes to go until halftime. Allen up the gut. He'll break one tackle, fall ahead even farther for about a gain of five on the play.
Allen with a big pickup of five, makes it second down and five, Corey, and we're moving.
Breaking a couple tackles.
Smith,
as they huddle up, we'll thank one of our many sponsors, including Riddell National Bank. Remember, you're not a number, you are our neighbor. I mean, you're not my neighbor, you're Riddell's neighbor.
You're my neighbor, too.
3:30, 13-0.
Your neighbor to Riddell Bank, it's just not even a mile away.
I don't live in Brazil.
No, but the one in Terre Haute, you're a mile away.
Garrison pistol gives off to Allen. Allen fights forward enough. Will be for a first down. It will be.
Like
6 yard carry from Corbin Allen. He was hit in the backfield originally. Shuffed that and went forward for six.
Yeah, you live over there on 46. They got the new one there in front of Walmart.
That's true.
Yeah, you're not even a mile. They're your neighbor. See, Riddell's your neighbor everywhere you're at.
Riddell National Bank, great bank. Make sure you go give them your business. 3:08 to go, 13-0. Still moving the football, plenty of time. Knights have two timeouts.
I love these road jerseys, too. White jerseys, maroon numerals, gray pants, gray helmets, silver in with the stripe down it. Just sharp.
Here we go. Gordon to the left tip. Kicks him out wide. Allen the lone back now. It'll be a handoff to Corbin Allen. He's feeling it. He's running over multiple defenders, and he'll get ahead for about a 5 yard gain again. So now 2:30 to go until halftime.
Make the stop.
Nice run there by Allen, just going forward, keeping his feet rolling. And it's second down and five, and Knights are at the 21 yard line, Corey. Plenty of time here for us to get a score and cut this thing in half.
Very important to get one here because they don't get the ball to begin the third quarter. Gordon is the back. Allen, Wildcat, takes it low, brings it to the left side. He'll plow forward, and he'll gain about
five.
Is that enough?
First down. He was down.
Guerin Catholic is pushing their way.
Yeah, he was down. They're saying it was a fumble, but the back judge had already called him down. Plus five for Allen. That's going to be enough for another Northview Knights first down.
The ball goes to the 16-yard line. 2 minutes to go, Brad Wallace. 2 minutes.
Allen's rushed for 23 yards on this possession alone. Elias Gordon with a 6-yard Bonomo with 11-yard catch. And now the crucial 15 yards that are left in a minute 53 here, Corey. Who's going to do it? Is it going to be Garrison? We got another timeout, Northview.
Now, Northview will take one. We'll take one with him. Send it back to the studios on the Great Dane Trailers scoreboard. It is Garen Catholic 13, Northview 0 with 1:48 to go until halftime. But the Knights, they're moving the football into the red zone on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Quick score update on the outside of things. Terre North and Southport are tied at 14 apiece in the second quarter.
That's a good game.
Yeah, we're getting cold, Brad. I got to stand up.
Oh, these bleachers are getting chilly.
Yeah, it's hurting.
I'm going to have to start carrying some blankets or something or start gaining some weight back.
1-4, I encourage the blankets. First and 10, ball in the 15. Garrison in the gun, trying to get their first points of the day. Allen will get the handoff again. He's going to fall forward, won't go anywhere. It'll be a gain of nada.
And Corbin Allen carries the ball.
And we've got an official timeout. Nope, timeout by
timeout
the Golden Eagles.
They want a chance to have the football back.
No.
By the Golden Eagles.
You don't think so?
No, coach is wanting to talk to him about where they're going with this. He went right out there. This wasn't a clock saver. He seen something there he didn't like. Somebody must have not stayed in coverage or something. Yeah,
big thanks to York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one. You are.
Hey, Corey, if you're sitting at home listening on the radio, try out that new Pizza King. Try out the new Pizza King right up the road there by the old Long John's in the old Long John Silver.
And the awesome thing about Pizza King, great owner and Bill Wells, but they're also open until 11 p.m. on most game nights.
Yeah, we'll be there after the game.
Yeah, no one else is open at that time usually. Nope. So that's a great place. The atmosphere is awesome. Jukeboxes, TVs.
All set up with sports stuff.
Yep,
I stopped the other day. It's neat. Go check it out. Check out the Pizza King there in Brazil.
They're doing fabulous out there. So give Bill Wells, let him know the radio sent you. 1:40 to go, plus the tradition of the pizza. Oh, man, it's so good. Big second and 10, ball in the 15, 13-0. Garrison in the gun. Takes it, play action. They're going to throw towards the end zone.
Samson
touch! No!
Oh, my goodness.
In and out of the hands.
Oh, my goodness.
Samson had it. Good defensive coverage by Gary Catholic. With Samson, I think, just dropped it.
No, it was tapped out of his hands. Nice defensive coverage there. Samson went up to get it. Got it, but McGreal knocked that out at the last minute, and he still almost came down with it. But, hey, it's third down. The clock stopped. We got two more shots at this.
Hey, there's that tight end seam I asked for. It worked. It's just off the hands. Good defensive coverage. 1:35 remains until halftime. Samson and Gorn are both out there. Two tight end set. Looks like they're confused on where to go. 6 seconds to snap it, but Elmo in motion. Garrison, low snap, corrals it. Play action. Throws the end zone. This time Gordon. Gordon goes up with one hand. Thrown
right
behind him, and he'll just bat it away so there's no interception.
Garrison's
and now it's fourth and 10.
Need a touchdown here.
Elias Gordon.
Touchdown, first down, one of the two.
Paul defending on the play. That brings up a fourth
90
down.
Seconds remain. The Knights have had a beautiful offensive drive here, but it could all be for naught if they get stopped on this play alone. 13-0.
Get some free yards here with a hard count. Get them off their feet.
Fourth and 10. Garen Catholic's defense going to play back. Maybe we see that play we saw at the end of the game last week.
With Elias.
Garrison steps back. He'll throw towards the end zone. Bonomo can't corral it. Would have been enough for the first down, but it's just out of the reach of Bonomo. And another turnover on downs. The offense stays stale in this one.
Garen Catholic will take over on downs. Ball resting on their own.
So a minute 25 to go. Maybe the Northview Knights can come up with an interception here. Already one turnover in this game. Having to stick around for the halftime report. It'll be first the IHSA Commissioner's report with the IHSA Commissioner and the coach, Bob Lovell. I formation, they're going to turn around, just hand it off to Jagger outside the sticks. Tackled out wide for a gain of three. Clock will continue to run. Northview only has one timeout.
Torbert.
Garen Catholic has two.
Makes the.
And they don't seem like they're in any hurry.
Nope, Jagger picked up five yards.
That'll bring up second.
They get the
five.
Ball back, so you don't want to turn it over. You don't want anything, you know, crazy to happen. So.
60 seconds and counting. Second and four. Ball in the 21. McGowan will be in the gun. Probably another handoff to Jagger, and it will be. Jagger dancing. Big
tackle
right there
Samson.
At the line of scrimmage.
Samson's upset with himself probably for dropping that pass, and Albert picks up
Samson
nothing.
Makes the tackle.
So they got to run at least one more play. If they don't pick up the first down, the Knights could call a timeout and hope for a blocked punt or a big punt return by Corbin Allen. There's about a, 6 second, 7 second differential between the game and play clock.
You got to get the stop first.
Yep. Knights have one timeout. They're going to let this run all the way down, as they should. 10 seconds. 6 seconds. They're coming to the line. Four. Garen Catholic in the gun. One. Hit zero. And they'll get a delay
game.
That'll stop the clock.
That'll stop the clock, but they won't have to do anything with it.
Penalty marker on the play.
So that'll push them back 5 yards. And unless the Knights can quickly hurt, get in the back, they'll make a tackle and call a timeout.
Golden Eagles.
It might be halftime after this next play is called. So going from third and four, it'll be now third and nine. Delay game, yep. 13-0 on the Great Dane Trailers, the Brazil scoreboard. Jagger, two rushing touchdowns, a 36-yarder and a 3-yarder. One in the opening quarter, one in the second.
They don't even have to take the snap. I don't know what he's doing.
One, and they did anyway. Turn around, hand off to the fullback, and that's going to be it. We'll go to the halftime break. Brad Wallace, myself, will break it down for you much more. But first, we're going to send it to the commissioner's report with the IHSA commissioner and the coach, Bob Lovell. We'll send it back to Dennis in the studio first in downtown Brazil up on the Great Dane Trailer scoreboard. It's Garen Catholic 13. Northview Zero, you're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated. Located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. And Paul, this is a very busy time, as we've talked about. Soccer pairings coming up, boys tennis pairings coming up. Cross country will be run on the 10th of October. This weekend, this Saturday, Unified Flag Football. The volleyball pairing show this weekend, Sunday at 8 p.m. Next Thursday at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, the football pairing show. It looks like you and the staff and every member institution are pretty busy right now.
You know, we are, but man, are we happy to be busy. I mean, you know, there was a period of time where we're sitting back saying, oh, boy, last spring, how busy we're going to be. But, man, we're excited to be out there, and busy is a joyous term for us right now.
We've talked a lot about football in terms of positivity rates with COVID-19, and we have not talked about these sports that I just mentioned. How have things been going relative to keeping the virus under control with soccer, tennis, cross-country, unified flag football, and volleyball?
You know, Bob, we're experiencing very similar things as we are in football. We certainly have times, places where teams and schools get quarantined, uh-huh. or kids. But all in all, the vast majority, I think we've been running at that 95% clip across the board in all of our fall sports, as we've talked about in football the last several weeks. So, you know, we want to get 100%, but we're pretty happy to have 95 right now.
Yeah, when you look around and you see some of the situations with the NFL, college athletics, and then you talk about a 95% participation rate, you have to be enormously proud of what the member institutions and their communities have all done to pull together to do the things they need to do to make it possible.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's not, you know, it's mom and dad, and it's the general fan that comes to game, and the schools, and the athletic directors, the principals, and the superintendents, and the office personnel. You know, everybody is doing such a phenomenal job of pulling together, doing what they have to do, not complaining about it, and just finding a way for kids to play. And we're certainly so appreciative of what they've done out there at the building level. That's where the work is done.
Paul Knight against the commissioner of the IHSAA. All right, we have talked about football. Week number 7, I can't believe I just said it. Week number 7 this weekend, and hopefully again the weather's going to hold off as we head into an important part of the season in that final one-third of the regular season.
Yeah, it looks like going to be a great we're starting to feel a little bit of that fall chill in the air, and that tells us we're getting closer to tournament time, and weather's looking great. You know, we're, as you said before, you know, we're going to have about 100 players tee off this weekend at our golf state finals, and, you know, they're excited to get there, and it's going to be a phenomenal day to celebrate golf at our first state championship of the year. But certainly happy to have the weather we have, and happy to celebrate fall along with it.
Absolutely. Once again, a reminder, got a couple of pairing shows you all need to view. Sunday, 8 o'clock for the volleyball, next Thursday for the football. I know Paul Condry and I are excited to be on the new set and give this information to everybody next Thursday.
Yeah, we're excited to do it. And, you know, it was just something about the tradition of watching gentlemen like yourself, Coach, to talk about the high school football season, to celebrate the tournament draws, and to talk about the matchups. And it's a tie and honor tradition, and I can remember watching Hilliard Yates do it when I was a kid. And those tournament pairing shows are just so special, and appreciate the work you do.
Well, I appreciate that. I will tell you, as it gets closer, I do get nervous. I don't get nervous about a whole lot of things, but I have a little anxiety about doing it and making sure that I get everything correct. Another week with the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Knight, and all things IHSAA related. Make sure you get out and support the local student athletes in your community. And this difficult time, remember to follow the protocols to make everyone safe. Commissioner Knight, as always, thank you so much. We'll do this again next week.
Thank you very much. And, Bob, I always want to say thank you. Thank you for doing what you do to help keep the light on for kids.
I appreciate it, Paul. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
If you are cold and hungry,
feel the heat while you eat.
At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299.
Come in from the cold and feel the heat
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
Great Dane of Brazil and Terre Haute is now hiring direct. Great Dane is now accepting applications, including skilled positions for material handling, maintenance, assemblers, and CDL drivers. Starting pay is $14 to $18 per hour, depending on the position. Some positions pay more if you have the right skills. Plus, Great Dane provides both pay increases and a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper now and write down these phone numbers. In Brazil, 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at GreatDane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. Great Dane is now hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here on the Halftime Show on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Brad Wallace on my right-hand side. I'm Corey Clark with you here on the North Unites play-by-play. Dennis back in the studio being the great producer he always is. 13-0 on the Great Dane Trailers of Brazil scoreboard. 7-10 until we get ready. Brad, 13-0 North U defense has been doing a phenomenal job for the most part. One touchdown there put in bad field position because of a blocked punt. The other one, they just moved the football down the field. North U offense, though, not getting much of anything, and they've got the ball down the field, just couldn't finish.
Passing-wise, we're doing really good. Vinny Bonomo's got 5 catches for right at 68 yards. Corbin Allen rushing for 45 yards on the ground. Elias Gordon's got, he's 3 for 7 on attempts on the pass for about 43 yards, I think it is. Nope, 54 yards. Just all about, you know, that block punt that hurt us. And in the short field, you know, we give them the ball. Their first touchdown came, you know, on the 10-yard line or the 3-yard line with the block punt. And then the second touchdown was, you know, there from the 41. So,
yeah, some halftime scores we got going. I just found out Terre Haute North, Southport tied at 14 at halftime. Park Heritage leading North Vermilion 35-21 over on our sister station, 104.9 WAXI. We'll give you more scores as we find them, but right now it's 13-0 here. I'll ask Brad what he thinks North U should do when we come back. Quick 60-second break here. You're listening to North U Football from the Halftime Show on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. Are you building a home or are a home builder? Park County RMC is happy to announce our new construction program that incentivizes energy efficiency building practices. This program has a proven history with amazing results. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for additional details.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here at Guerin Catholic High School in Noblesville, Indiana, about 90 minutes away from Brazil. So it's going to be a long night, long drive. Cold one here, but it feels like fall football weather.
Well, you know, Corey, one good thing about football on Friday nights in Indiana, at the beginning of the season, it's super hot.
Yep.
At midseason, it's just a little chill. And come October the 30th or around the last weekend when playoffs start, you could expect snow, but look across at the Northview fans and look right above them at that moon peeking through the clouds and everything. That's a neat, neat moon. It's got a little V in it above the Northview's fan base, and I'm going to take that as a sign as we're going to come back out. We're going to kick the ball off. We're going to hold them, turn it over on downs. We're going to get it back. We're going to score a touchdown. We're going to win this 14-13 in regulation, and that V stands for a Northview victory.
If you're Coach Mark Rates and the coaching staff, what are you telling your team in the halftime break?
Keep digging, keep playing. You know, the couple big plays, the block punt, you know, stuff that you work on and you work on and you work on. You know, it's a breakdown. I wouldn't come off the game plan.
No.
Offensively, we've
just like last week, right?
Just like last week, you know, we trailed, come back and beat them, and you know, we knew coming into this, just because they were 1-3, didn't mean it was going to be a cakewalk. It ain't baseball.
Yeah, no.
Just because you're facing their number one pitcher in baseball, you're still go to the plate every time. You know, you hope he has a bad game. You come here and you got a team that's 1-3. Yeah, you may not be facing their best pitcher this year because the record don't show it. This is a great coach, great program. You know, Catholic schools, we talked about it last week. Just because they're not a 4 or 5A school don't mean they don't have a lot of talent here.
What are some of the good things offensively and defensively you like, Brad?
Vinny Bonomo. Vinny Bonomo. I love the kid. I love what he's doing on the football field. You know, he's only in his sixth game in his career. Hard to believe that with Vinny. I'm sorry, his fifth game of his career. Hard to believe that, being a junior with
a lot of injuries
and stuff. And then defensively, gosh, Elias Gordon. I mean, he's been in there on a couple tackles. He got the fumble recovery. I mean, there's so much. Sampson, he missed that touchdown pass. You know, he's going to beat himself up on it. He's going to think he should have caught it. It's great defense. Come right back out here. Had two tackles for loss on that last, you know, kept him held up. Defensively, ain't much you can change. Short field, three-yard line, and in the 41. You know, and that 41-yard, there was two penalties. Northview had two penalties, one for 11 and one for 15. You know, so really can't beat them up. And then you look at the first offensive drive where we lost that 28-yard penalty on that jet sweep to Vinny Bonomo on the end around. They called it a holding. It was a heck of a block if you ask me, but they called it holding. That could have, you know, we had the ball down to 17 or 18-yard line when that happened. We could have been the first one to score. They wouldn't have got the ball on the 3-yard line because we wouldn't have been forced so far back. Score could very easily be 8-7 Northview.
You mentioned that Vinny Bonomo jet sweep. Do you think we see that type of play in the second half again?
You bet. I see it. The first offensive set, I think you keep them on their toes because when Vinny goes in motion, it draws their whole backfield, their whole defensive backs to that side of the field. Even if they're not going that way, it moves them because the kid's a threat. He's a threat. Next year when Corbin Allen graduates and goes on to play college, wherever he goes, I look for Vinny Bonomo to come right into the backfield. Him and probably the young Imir Holman will come into the backfield. But this year, Vinny ain't done. Vinny's still got about 4 or 5 games to prove himself, and he's going to start here in the second half tonight.
The North United just came out of the halftime break, so we'll take a break. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Second half coming your way here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Okay, let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Sure, totally. Is that a Pepsi Vanilla?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please not here. Not now.
Oh, too late. Steve. It's flavor time, baby, and we're coming to you live with the smoothest cat in the city, Pepsi Vanilla.
No, it's not flavor time.
With a flavor so rich and a taste so smooth. It's delicious. It's refreshing. It's the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas, the fox's socks.
And I'm pretending I don't know you.
I think it's about time to take a call from the biggest flavor fan of the day, Steve.
Dude, seriously, does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Vanilla?
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Pepsi Vanilla. Now available in zero sugar. That's what I like.
Country Music Weekend is happening on the Pepsi stage October 3rd and 4th at the Vigo County Fairgrounds. Saturday evening will feature Jody Messina and Josh Grayson. Then on Sunday, it's the Roots and Boots Acoustic Show with Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray. Get tickets today at your local Casey's General Store.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Halftime score here from Noblesville, Indiana at Guerin Catholic High School. It's 13-0 with Guerin Catholic on top. They will get the ball to begin the third quarter, so North United's defense is going to need a big, big stop. A halftime score and a good one. West Vigo with a very good North Putnam team beating them 25-7 at the halftime break.
Hey, just Monday night, I came out and watched the future Northview football team, the C team, the freshman team, take on North Putnam, and they unleashed a big win on North Putnam. I don't remember the final score, but, boy, I'll tell you what, they got a young freshman out here by the name of Luke Marlowe. I think he rushed for about 600 yards, Corey, and two or three touchdowns.
600?
Oh, my goodness. Every time he got the ball, he broke one or two loose, and it was fun to watch. This freshman team was pretty solid.
Give you some other scores as they come in, but we're getting ready for the second half. Brad, we talk about all we can. What can they do? Don't change much. Just come out, and you got to find a way. It's simple enough. You got to get a stop defense, and you got to find a way to score the football.
Yep, you got to get stopped, and what else you got to do?
Win?
No. What else do you think we got to do?
Overall?
Yeah. Special teams.
Oh, yeah.
Special teams. It's been our arch nemesis. It's been the PAT. It's been the punt. It's been the long snap. I mean, there's so much. And I'm sure they work on it regularly. I mean, so if you're a young kid at home, if you're one of these parents of one of these Northview Knights that's not getting a lot of playing time and you think your kid needs to do something to get more playing time, make him a long snapper. Make him a punter. Make him a kicker. Do something to be beneficial because that's where we're struggling.
The North Unites will come out and kick this football off the first time. They're kicking the football
Patrick
off
Morgan,
the entire
first
game.
Time to kick it off.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be neat to see an onside kick right here?
What do you think?
Oh, it'd be great, but I'd hate to give him a short field position. So, you know, Coach Reid's smarter than I am.
Yep.
He's going to kick it deep. But it'd be neat if we pulled something up here. A fumble would be really nice. But all hands here for – look at that. It's all hands. Everybody with low numbers. There's not a lineman on the field for Gurn Catholic. There's one player out there with lineman number, and that's number 57. And he is Alexander Turnett. He is the only lineman out there.
Nichols.
So I don't think I would try the onside kick.
There's a lot of athletes out there. So Corgan will make his steps. He'll get ready to go. Corgan was a big hero last week, made the PAT for the Knights to win. In double overtime over number one ranked at the time, Indianapolis Lutheran. They were down at halftime last week, too, just like they are here, 13-0. And the kickoff to begin the second half is underway, and it's a low
good one.
Boomer. Right to somebody, bobbled, picked up at the 10, far sideline.
He'll
split defenders, brought down near the 20-yard line, and that is where the Golden Eagles offense will begin things.
Elijah Edwards gets that all the way up to the 28.
Makes the stop.
So it's first down and 10 for Gurn Catholic, Golden Eagles.
Jack McGowan, the quarterback. Albert Jagger, the running back. Jagger has two rushing touchdowns on the night.
I didn't realize that Gurn Catholic, you know, the school and the founder and stuff was tied in with St. Mary's of the Woods. That's pretty neat.
Left or right on your radio dial. Black uniforms. Gurn Catholic has the football. McGowan will keep himself on the read option. He'll make one man missed before being brought down just outside the 26-yard line.
Ike Torbert's getting hammered there in the center position for the Knights. He's talking to the official. He's thinking he was being held.
Or, 36-yard line. So, a gain of four, second and six. You said the Knights need to come out and get a quick four and out.
Yep.
Or three and out, because I'm sure they would punt unless it's fourth and one.
That brings up second and
we need a stop here.
Long enough to be called a six.
Two receivers to the near side. One just at the end of the line for the Golden Eagles. McGowan in the gun. Takes it. Hands off to Jagger. Jagger, it's hit in the backfield.
Attaway,
and he won't
Ike
go
Torbert,
anywhere.
Ike Torbert and Elias Gordon on that tackle.
Gordon makes the stop.
Jagger ended up falling forward for a couple yards, but regardless, it's third down.
Third and four for the Knights. We got to get a stop here. Come on, defense.
10:54 in the third quarter. Here at Gurn Catholic High School, 90-minute drive from Brazil here.
You got Ike Torbert and Colton McKee in the inside. You've got Elias Gordon on the end on the far side, or on this side. Yeah. Stockram on the far side, and it looks like a blitz here by the Knights.
Third and three. McGowan shotgun formation.
False start.
And
that's
going to
take him back 5 yards.
That'll make it third and eight. Got him flinching. The whole entire team moved except for the snap.
Yep.
So that makes a third and eight, as I said. And let's see if they elect to bring a blitz here again with Braxton Sampson. I think it's not a bad idea one bit.
So let's see. On the near side, you've got 32 for the Knights. That is 32 is Elias Graff and Easton Morgan on the near side. On the far side, you got Josh Wright wearing number 8 and Vinny Bonomo over there. And you got Corbin Allen and Dylan White back as free safeties.
Big play here, 3rd
Parker
and 8.
Jordan and Sampson look to blitz here from the linebacker position.
McGowan in the gun. The defensive line shifts. It'll be a pass. He'll step back. He'll run it. Nowhere to go. He'll get out enough for the – will it be the first down?
It is a first down.
Enough by a yard, so good heads-up play by the quarterback.
Plus 9 for McGowan.
So McGowan, good coverage defensively. Just he found a lane and ran.
Ran right through the seam of the blitz. Good coverage by the Knights. Everything was working right, but the linebackers didn't stay home to pick it up.
A couple special guests we have here tonight, Sister Ann Thomas.
So first and 10 from the 43-yard line.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Shotgun formation again. McGowan puts one man in motion. Takes it. Jagger's got it up the gut. Jagger fights through. First down.
Albert
picks up 11 yards.
Jagger with 11. And that they're getting it right through that seam. Dylan White, free safety, shouldn't be tackling the running back when he's the second man through.
Mm-hmm. That's the third level.
Yep.
Defensive line, then getting past the linebackers, now the free safety. Jagger has been the man with 2 touchdowns. It's 13-0 on the Great Dane Trailers of Brazil scoreboard. 1 missed PAT from Garen Catholic.
Could be the play of the game. We'll have to see here how this folds out. We got to get a stop here, though.
Yeah, cannot let them go down and make it a 3-possession lead.
Only their 5th play from the line of scrimmage.
Man in motion. They're going to give it to him. And he's going to break out. Tackle at the line of scrimmage.
Sampson says, I don't think so. But look, he's right there to help him up. That was number 3 on the carry. That was
Nathan Fanker.
Yep, however you pronounce that.
So a big play there by Barracks and Sampson. Didn't let the end around fool them. Another big down. You want to make this 3rd and 9. Don't
second
let them pick up a yard.
No. Need a stop here.
Ball on the 45 in Northview territory. 8:45 remains in the 3rd. McGowan in the gun. It'll be Jagger on the left side. He'll fight forward, and he'll be short by a yard of the first down, a carry of 8.
Jagger runs just like our Corbin Allen, heads up and forward. So that's going to make it 2nd down and 2.
Got to find a way to not let him just run up the middle like that.
I'm sorry, 3rd down and 2. Out goes Graff, and in comes McKee.
Yep, Colt McKee, the junior, will come in. 3rd down and 2 yards.
Parker Jordan and Sampson both up, hovering around the line here. So let's see what the Knights going to pull off here on short. I look for the Golden Eagles to throw it.
You doing a linebacker blitz?
I look for him to throw it.
Well, defensively, a blitz?
No, they got to stay home. They've been reading it. You got Corbin up on the...
McGowan hands off to Jagger again. Jagger gets a 1st down, fights ahead, still fighting ahead and falls down around the, 30-yard line?
No, it's about the 35.
35.
Pulled ahead to the 34. It looks like they're going to spot it at 34. So that's going to be a pickup of 6 for Jagger and another 1st down for the Golden Eagles.
The Knights' best opportunity on this drive to get a stop was at 3rd and 9 after the false start, but a pickup of a quarterback keeper of 10 by Jack McGowan saved the offensive drive for them. 7.5 to go.
Knights got 6 men on the line now. I like to see this.
Wyatt Gordon is standing up on the near side. They're going to rush. McGowan will throw. Deep downfield, seam route, man-on-man coverage, dives way out of the reach there. Looks like Max Grant, Elijah Edwards, I believe, the senior.
White on the
listed
defense
as a halfback on the roster, but played receiver there.
2nd down.
I don't know, Corey. I'm going to have to look and see what temperature is because I feel like it's about 3 degrees.
3? I don't know if it's 3. 13-0, 7:18 here, 2nd and 10. Ball on the 34-yard line.
3 degrees somewhere. Man, that ain't right. It says it's 52 here.
That's a joke.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 46.
That does not 46. 7 and 18, 8 to go.
I can see my breath. You might not be able to, but I can. Uh-oh, we've got a whistle.
They call a timeout.
Timeout, Guerin Catholic.
Yep, Guerin Catholic will take one. They only had 1 second left on the play clock. We'll take one with them. Quick break here. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. Are you building a home or are a home builder? Park County RMC is happy to announce our new construction program that incentivizes energy efficiency building practices. This program has a proven history with amazing results. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for additional details.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
So Brad Wallace is out here bragging that he gets to go spend a week in Florida while we get stuck in Indiana weather.
Well, I'm not. I'm doing a good deed. I'm driving a family member, my uncle, down. So I'll be hanging out down there doing a lot of fishing next week. But I'll be home for Friday.
Second and 10 coming out of the timeout. Next Friday, we are at Edgewood, the red monster of a field.
Play action
rolls out. He's in trouble but gets a throw off for a gain of about 4. So I don't know how he got that off, but he throws the two pass rushers there, the Knights.
Stop made by Allen.
He juked his feet and
didn't really
somebody
go anywhere.
Fell down, right.
It'll be set third and eight. Oh, third and eight.
Yeah. Well,
that's a long.
It's third and six, and seven.
Yeah, the scoreboard's wrong. Another big third down here, four down territory, I would assume.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. We need another stop. Six men again up on the line. Nope, they're going to pull them both out into the wings. Line shifts to the right.
Four receivers set. Jagger up the middle, and Jagger fights forward, keeps fighting forward. It'll be a gain of about 5 on the play.
Oh, no, only about 3. They're stopping his forward progress, so. Yeah, that official on the sideline, see, he spotted him up. So it's going to be fourth and 3.
So fourth and 3 goes from third and 8 on the scoreboard. So third and 6, yeah, so a 3-yard game. 6:18 to go into third. The Northview offense have not seen the football yet. Guerin Catholic doesn't care. So big fourth down. It's going to say fourth and 4 on the scoreboard.
Big fourth down.
But it's a fourth and long 3.
I give it to Jagger and let him run up the middle. 5 seconds on the play clock. They got to hurry.
6 defensive line for the Knights. McGowan under center. Turns around. Stops back. Throws. Lobs it. End zone. And he bobbles it. Did he keep control?
No,
he did.
Oh, he got it.
How did he do that? He bobbled it going out of bounds, but kept possession falling to the turf.
Ryan Glenn,
touchdown. Guerin Catholic. Who was a defensive back he beat on that?
That was Easton Morgan, number 2.
Just a good throw, good, even better catch. And just like that, another big third down conversion from the Golden Eagles.
That was a 37-yard touchdown pass to Ryan Glenn.
So 19-0. Will they go for 2 or the PAT?
They're going for 2, it looks like.
I don't blame them.
Quarterback just ran off his whole kicking team, and the kicker come back out saying, "Coach, what do you mean?" So,
under center, most points Guerin Catholic has scored all season long in a game. McGowan under center turns around to Jagger. Jagger will run, plows over a couple defenders. He's
no
short,
good.
No good, and a swarm tackle there and led by looked like Gabe Stockerman and company of the night. So it's 19-0. 5:47 to go into third on the Great Dane Trailer scoreboard. Northeast offense has got to get busy. 30-second break on WAMB.
Great Dane of Brazil and Terre Haute is now hiring direct. Great Dane is now accepting applications, including skilled positions for material handling, maintenance, assemblers, and CDL drivers. Starting pay is $14 to $18 per hour, depending on the position. Some positions pay more if you have the right skills. Plus, Great Dane provides both pay increases and a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper now and write down these phone numbers. In Brazil, 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at GreatDane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. Great Dane is now hiring direct. Apply now.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Out of the kickoff, Morgan brings it back to the middle of the field. He'll make one man moves, fall down, and he'll be Morgan stopped at the 29-yard line. Are they going to bring him back even closer to 28?
27.
Seven?
Yeah.
North Unite's offense, they have got to do something here on this drive, down 19-0 with 5:43 to go in the third. Their first time touching the football offensively in the second half.
Guerin Catholic took it 6 minutes on an 11-play drive, went marched from the 28-yard line, 72 yards down for their last score. The Knights need to do it a little quicker because we trail by three scores, Corey.
Elias Gordon will be in the backfield. Is this looks like
Wildcat.
The Wildcat with Corbin Allen back there on first and 10. Ball in the 28, sending one man in motion in Bonomo, and Bonomo won't get it. Allen will keep. Allen elects to go up the gut, and he'll gain two.
We need to hand that off one time.
Bonomo had the edge.
He did. He was way out there, and it shifts everybody. And
Is that Corbin Allen's decision on a read option?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a read option or not, but Coach Rates, you can see, he's, you know, wanting to know why he didn't hand it off. So it was there.
They won't go to that formation again. Bonomo and Morgan will come near side. Garrison and Allen in the backfield. Second and eight. Here comes a look on nickel corner. Nope, no blitz. Looks like it. Quarterback keeper. Far side. He wanted the screen of Bonomo but couldn't get it to him. So he took off instead and gained seven.
Garrison on the keeper.
They gave him a decent spot.
Gallagher.
Looks like it'll be third and one.
Yeah, third and one or two, so.
Big thanks to Timberland Lumber.
First down, they spotted it. I thought they gave him a better spot than that. It's first down.
So first and 10 will be the call. Big thanks to many of our North Unite sponsors, including Timberland Lumber Company on Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
So that's a Knights first down. Like to see that quick in this drive.
4:50 to go here, third quarter, 19-0. See if North can get on the board. Garrison to the gun. Here comes a blitz. Hands off to Allen up the middle. He'll break one tackle but falls forward just for a two-yard gain. Running the football of Corbin Allen within the tackles just doesn't seem to be working right now.
Our line's not getting a good block, and Knights in a hurry up now. I like this.
Dylan Zanko, you could tell he's missed.
I like this. They're in a hurry up.
They're going to look over to the sideline to get the play call. And now Garrison will be in the gun. Garrison. On second and eight. Look for a throw. It will be no. Hands off to Allen again. And Allen gains maybe
nothing.
A half a yard.
Line has got to block. So now we're faced with third down and eight on two plays from the line of scrimmage that we got to get outside to tackle.
3:50 to go on the Great Dane Trailers of Brazil scoreboard. Guerin Catholic 19, Northview 0. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark on the call with you here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Three dials to listen to, including WAMBradio.com. Third and eight, pistol formation. Garrison steps back to throw. He's going to throw an out route in double coverage. Not a good throw. Decision to Elias Gordon over his head. Had Bonomo one-on-one, thought he was going for the deep ball.
And now we punt with 3:29 to go in the third.
That brings up
had the ball for...
Four minutes.
Game time.
Allen with plus two, plus two, plus one, and Garrison with plus eight. And we're punting.
Five-game winning streak in jeopardy for the North Unites. 19-0. Zach Fair is back there. He's punted twice, had one blocked and one shanked. Here's the next one. Nearly blocked again. This time it'll be a good one, but right to the punt returner, and he'll be drilled as soon as he comes up with it. Big hit by Ike Torbert.
Ike Torbert in Andrew with Elias Gordon and number 21. That's heading. All three of them there hit the receiver as he caught it, but he's got the ball at the 38-yard line, so great field position.
As the teams come out, B, let's go ahead and do this. The progress continues at the all-new York Chrysler Jeep Dodge Highway 40 West. In Brazil, our new store is getting closer to completion. Save your hard-earned cash on an all-new Chrysler Dodge or Jeep vehicle. We also have a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, part in the construction, as they work hard to serve you even better at York Chrysler Jeep Dodge Highway 40 in Brazil. At York, we're not number one. You are. Shotgun formation, first and 10. Jagger up the middle. He'll get stopped immediately at the line of scrimmage. That'll bring up second and possibly 11.
Elias Gordon in on the tackle.
He's been the lone star on defense so far, including Braxton Sampson's made a number of plays.
So loss of one for Jagger. His first loss, or first carry for loss of the night. I've got him for 116 yards rushing.
The way things are going right now, it's going to be hard to pick a player of the game. Shotgun formation. Knights trying to turn this thing around.
May have to give it to the bus driver for getting them here.
Jagger got it. Braxton Sampson with a big base tackle right at the original line of gain. That brings up third, and they gave him 3 yards on the carry.
Yep, I don't know how. Must have been
Mary. Oh, whatever.
Third and eight. Give player of the game to the bus driver for getting them here safely.
I heard you. Third and eight, 2:22 to go in the third quarter. Big play here. Got to get a stop. Got to get the football back. McGowan goes in the gun. You got three receivers to the far, one in the near. McGowan takes it. Quarterback Reed, he'll take it. Tackle from behind by Elias Gordon.
They're going to have to punt for the first time.
Elias Gordon, Colton McKee, and Braxton Sampson in on the tackle.
If they choose to punt, and I don't look for any changes unless the McGowan's the punter. Nope, they're going to change it up.
I think they originally thought, let's run the ball, we'll go for it if it's close enough, but they didn't get a big enough carry on the quarterback keeper there. So they're going to punt, and their punter looks to be Ryan Glenn, the wide receiver. He's also a punter. I bet he's got a big leg, too.
Corbin Allen back standing at the 30-yard line, and we don't want to remind him of last week. We need a good return here, Corbin.
Knights need a big return. Let's see if Corbin Allen can do it with a minute 26 to go in the third. The snap. The punt, it's a low bouncer, and Allen's going to have to let that go. It'll go inside the 20 or right at the 20.
At the 20.
And the Knights got 80 yards to go with a minute 15. As the Knights are running off the field, and here comes the offense.
We need to do about six-play touchdown drive here, and I'd like to see it be including that number 15 of Vinny Bonomo.
About to say, let's see if Bonomo can get the jet sweep.
Bonomo didn't touch the ball the last offensive possession.
Big congratulations to the Lady Northview Knights soccer team. Early in the week, they clinched the WIC championship with their win over Edgewood. A minute 15 in the third to go. 19-0 on the Great Dane Trailer scoreboard. Garrison and company going right to left on your radio dial. Garrison, play action, steps up, nowhere to go. He's going to run around, breaks a sack. And he'll get sacked on the second go-around.
Loses 5 yards on the sack.
The line of scrimmage has not given Garrison the running game any kind of time tonight.
4 yards lost there, and now it's second and 14. Clock's running.
Fourth quarter coming. Remember, the Knights didn't score until the end of the third quarter last week, the very last play to Vinny Bonomo. So I'm thinking you give it to Bonomo here.
You throw it.
Morgan out wide, yep. Garrison steps back to throw. Screen to Allen on the near side, the short field.
No blocking.
And he's going to be tackled. No one out there to block.
Had three guys standing there. Nobody blocked the guy that, I mean, we lost a yard on that.
McGreal makes the tackle.
19-0, Garen Catholic, and that will probably be the final play of the third quarter. It'll be third and 14. And they're going to stay huddled instead of running a play. They're going to talk about the big third down coming up. And we'll go ahead and send it back to break. That's the end of the third quarter. Up on the Great Dane Trailers of Brazil scoreboard, it is Garen Catholic 19, Northview 0. They have one quarter to come from behind. Three possessions. They got to score some points first. We'll take a 60-second break here on WAMB.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morse Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morse Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com. If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One more quarter to go for the North Unites. It's 3rd and 14 to begin things, and a big thanks to Lorenz Service. They're located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Go ahead and visit LorenzService.com for more information. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you here, and a big third down as they're down 19-0 to begin the fourth. Elias Gorin will be in the backfield.
Big third down, Corey.
Yep. Garrison steps back to throw. Looks up, has time, fires a deep ball to Morgan. Morgan's got it at the 40-yard line.
Fumbles
from behind. It'll be picked up by Garen Catholic.
They're going to fumble it. It was a completion of about 37 yards, and he fumbles it forward, and Garen Catholic's going to have the ball at the 26-yard line.
Did he get it knocked from behind, or did he just lose it on the swing?
He just lost it on the swing.
So a beautiful throw by Garrison, a beautiful catch by Morgan. Just on the stride and running, he lost a football. And you could blame the cold weather, but that can't happen.
It's a fumble. It's a football move. So, Golden Eagles, I mean, just like we said about punting, though, I mean, we really needed that drive. We need that to get things fired up. But now we got to stop them. Defense has been on the field way too long here in this football game.
Ball on the 27-yard line. It'll be Jagger. Once again, up the gut, he'll fight forward out to the 34-yard line for a gain of 7.
So the Knights have turned it over once. The Eagles have turned it over once. And the Eagles are hopefully not going to capitalize on this one. We didn't capitalize on their fumble. But
so 2nd and 3 coming up right to left on your radio dial.
It's either going to be a long 12 minutes for the Knights or a really short one. Because if they can't get a stop, the clock will just run.
McGowan in the gun. Takes the snap. Hands off. Jagger fighting around. Dancing at the line of scrimmage. He won't go anywhere this time. Except for maybe a yard. So it'll bring up 3rd and 2.
Jagger with 8 yards here.
Herbert.
.10:53 to go in the ball game. Down 19-0. The Knights need a stop. They had a big play, their biggest play of the game. They had two big plays. One was taken away by penalty early in the game from Bonomo, and this one on a fumble. 3rd and 2, under center. McGowan turns around. Play action rollout to the near side. Hits the backfield, and he bounces off a tackle and gets the first down.
Corbin Allen didn't get him wrapped up. Morgan. And that's going to be a first down.
Nathan Fanker just got it on the rollout, and Allen had him in the backfield, but he just bounced off him.
Gain of 9.
So the clock will continue to run.
First down for the Golden Eagles.
I also want to thank PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be part of this community. 19-0 in the gun. McGowan. Hand off of the gut. Turns around to Jagger. Jagger fights ahead for 2 yards.
Albert carries the ball.
Not in Northview territory yet, but they're close to it.
That was a different. That was a different,
different
running back. Yeah, number 20. That was
gain of 2.
Jack Cherry.
Was that 21?
No, 20. Pickup of 2.
9:38 and counting. The clock is going to continue to run.
Now it's going to be the fastest or slowest 12 minutes, and it's looking like the fastest. They're just running it right through us.
2nd and 8, ball in the 46 in Garen Catholic territory. Step back to throw. Seam route, deep. Intended. Morgan will be called for pass interference.
It was, too. He jumped off.
And the pass interference wouldn't have happened if the throw wasn't short, but that's just the game.
Well, he was. He had him. It was more holding than anything.
He's blocking him out like a basketball player, too. Yep. So that'll be pass interference. It'll be a 15-yard penalty. Parker Jordan doesn't agree.
I thought he would.
So it'll be a plus 15 on the penalty, and it'll be another first down.
Clock stops at 9:19. We've had multiple people on the WAMB Facebook page let us know they're listening. Continue to let us know. Let Brad and I know. We always appreciate when you listen.
Let your family and friends know. Tune in. Tune in next week as be on the air at 6:45 from Edgewood.
Finally a 7 o'clock start.
The Knights taking on the Mustangs. And I don't know, Corey, you may have to do that one solo because if it's awful warm down there in Florida, I may not want to come out and sit in the 38-degree weather. So
I don't blame you.
You may be on your own next Friday night.
You just got to let me know. 19-0 in the gun. Hands off to Jagger. Jagger will fight ahead.
Albert carries the ball.
That was 28.
Or 26, 28.
That's Jagger.
Yeah, Jagger Albert. I've just been calling him Jagger. It's cooler, and it's his first name.
Yeah.
Three.
Albert with a plus three.
Jagger Albert. How many yards does he have? Do you have that?
I quit. He had 146 in the first half.
Woo! Do we have that total yards on offense?
My stat sheet has went to scribble pad.
Just like when you were in elementary school?
Yeah, well, no, I never had a stat sheet then. I just scribbled.
8:40 and counting. Clock's continuing to run, second and eight. McGowan will throw the out route, and it's caught with pressure. Clock will continue to run.
Pick up a four.
Miller's pass complete to Glenn.
And out there to Glenn, and that'll be a gain, like as you said, a four, so third and four coming up.
They're
in Northview territory at the 33-yard line.
Brings up a third down.
Third and three, and the Knights got to get a stop there. 8 minutes to go on a Great Dane scoreboard, Corey, and it's 9:13.
8:05 to go, 19-0. Garin Catholic on top. Northview might be held scoreless for the first time all season. I can't remember the last time they were scoreless in a football game. I have to do research. Handoff up the gut, and they'll fight forward.
That's going to be close to a first down.
Really close.
They're going to call it fourth and short.
So I would assume Parker they're going to go for it. 7:38.
Fourth and inches.
Big thanks to our many sponsors. We couldn't do this without you guys, including Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Remember, you can get on board, too. Just give me a message on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. Find me at the Brazil office on Monday or call me 812-420-2518 and ask for Corey Clark. Or get a hold of Brad, and he'll put him in the right direction. I formation. Fullback handoff, and they're going to give him – it's going to be close.
Ball, the ball carrier.
It'll be really close.
Corey, the last time the Knights were held scoreless was October 26th. Nope, that ain't even right.
Oh.
August 19th, 2016, against Danville.
And Northview will at take Northview. Over on
my down. Alma mater. So it's going to be a turnover on downs. We're not going to give him the first down.
And the Knights have got to do something here with this football on the 30. We got to score quick or it's going to be over. If we have to punt or turn this one over, Corey, then might as well start the bus and get it warm.
7 minutes ago, three timeouts remain for Northview. They got to score and score quick. This could be an exciting finish if they elect it to be. Garrison to the gun, Allen to his left hip, two receivers far. Gordon on the line as well as
prevent
Sampson.
Prevent defense here by the Golden Eagles.
Play action, quick throw out wide to Bonomo. Bonomo will spin away, break a tackle, fall forward, 6 yard gain.
The ball. Stop made by.
So the clock is now under 7 minutes. Up on the Great Dane Trailer scoreboard.
Gain of six.
Hurry up offense for the Knights.
Haven't seen that much here tonight.
That got us back in the game last week, but too little too late, I'm afraid, here tonight. I hope not.
Nearly got him to jump off sides. Garrison will take his time and continue to look at the sideline. 12 seconds to get the snap off. 10 seconds. And now they snap it. Another screen out to Bonomo on the prevent defense, trying to get a man to get holding. Him the miss. Stiff arm.
That's going to be a holding against Easton Morgan. That's going to take us back 10 yards and negate that catch.
They throw a penalty flag?
Yeah, they did. He had him underneath the jersey.
So Northview knows they're walking back. Has Gearing Catholic had a penalty, or is it just that false start?
They had two false starts.
19-0. Well officiated game here so far tonight.
Yep.
Out here in Noblesville, Indiana. Gearing Catholic 19, Northview 0. 6:17 to go in this ball game. And again, this place sounds good because I'm hungry. So Entrez Grill and Cantina in Brazil's home of the Mexcellence. Excellent Mexican food. Place is great to eat lunch at. Love that place in Brazil. 6:10 and counting. The clock continues to run and they're huddled up. Now they come unhuddled. Remember to stick around for the post-game show, and then pretty much after we're done here, we'll get you to Indiana Sports Talk. Garrison play action. Steps up. Deep ball downfield. Double coverage for Bonomo. Intercepted. Ball will be intercepted for a second time, or did the ball hit the ground? See what the official rules. They're going to say interception. It'll be Gearing Catholic ball. This one is just not officially, but basically over. 19-0, another interception for Garrison. It's 2 on the night. Nickel with the interception for the Golden Eagles.
Eagles will have the ball, first and 10 from their own 33.
The Knights have not been shut out, as Brad said, since 2016 at Danville, my alma mater. I was a freshman in college then. And this is the highest point total I believe Gearing Catholic has scored all season long. .552 to go. First and 10, ball in the 33. They're probably just going to run this one down. The defensive saw has seen way too much time on the field here in the second half.
Albert, the ball carrier, gets across the 30.
5:42 and counting. The clock will continue to run.
Just the 35. Gain of a couple. Second and 8.
Remember, we're at Edgewood next week. And in the postgame show, we'll be giving out our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil, player of the game. Remember, if you need a place to eat, shout out Pizza King in Brazil. Great food, great tradition, and the scenery in there is awesome. Go stop in there. They're open until 11 p.m. tonight. Bill Wells did a phenomenal job opening that thing up here recently. Quick throw on second down, and out route will be incomplete. Throwing the ball on second and 10, shocking with 5:10 to go. That'll stop the clock.
Pass intended for Noah Stubbs is incomplete.
5:10, 19-0. Brings up 3rd and 8 for the Northview Knights. At least get the offense back on the field and find a way to get some points on the board before this one's over. Do not want to be shut out. I mean, this is not a conference game, and hindsight 2020, I get it, but it's not that important of a game. The next two are. You're 2-0 in WIC play, and you've got two big games against Edgewood and Indian Creek. Indian Creek also 2-0 entering
Albert
tonight.
Ball carrier and
5 minutes on the carry. It'll be a gain of 4. Brings up 4th and 4.
Gain of 4.
And I would assume they're going to punt here.
Down and 4.
Unless they want to go for it. Nope. Now here comes the punting unit. Clock will continue to run. They don't have to snap this ball until about 4:28 if they don't want to. Never promised I was a mathematician. Four and a half, 4 seconds. Got to get the snap off. Northview going to try and block it. Here, nope. Good punt. Low out to Corbin Allen. He'll let it bounce once, twice, and falls on it at the last possible second. And the Northview Knights defense will start with the football at the 24-yard line.
The Knights will take over first and 10.
Indiana Sports Talk with the coach, Bob Lovell. Begins at 9:30, so basically when this game and we get off the airwaves, we'll take you directly to Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell, getting you caught up to date on all the scores and coaches' interviews and much more from around the state of Indiana. 9:30 p.m. to midnight right here on WAMB. And remember, Thursday, the sectional draw takes place. We'll find out where we're going and who the North Unites take on in their first round of sectionals. Garrison, Allen in the gun from the Wildcat, makes one man miss with a stiff arm and a big hit out near the 27-yard line.
Allen, the ball carrier. Nickel makes the stop.
4 minutes.
Gain of about six.
So no points. Trying to see if they can get something. Hurry up offense. Second and four. No Wildcat on this one. It'll be pistol formation. Garrison in the gun. One receiver to the far. 340. Garrison turns around, just hands it off to Corbin Allen. Allen lowers his shoulder, gets enough for the first down, and the North Unites will continue this drive. Clock stops at 3:33.
Just enough to give them a first down, Corey. And I'll tell you what, Amir Holman came in there for a couple plays. Elias Gordon went out. I'd like to see him keep him in there. Give the freshman some carries.
3:20 and counting. Not a bad idea. Reminder, the Knights are at Edgewood. We'll be on the air at 6:45 next Friday. Thursday is the sectional pairing show. Find out who the Knights will take on as Garrison has a quarterback keeper for a gain of about five on the play.
Garrison on the keeper.
Under 3 minutes now to go here at Garin Catholic High School.
Sapienza and Gonzalez make the stop.
Save some fate here. Let's get us a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't – at least, like I said earlier, well, a couple minutes ago, we don't want Northview to end this game with no points on the board. At least get a moral victory with some kind of points.
Like, see Vinny Bonomo get a long pass here.
Garrison on second and five, steps back, seam route, finds Bonomo. No, he's going for Gordon and overthrows him. He had two guys open on the seam, but Garrison led them just by a couple yards too much.
Elias Gordon's wanting to come out. He's cramping. And that'll bring Amir Holman back in.
And he's limping, that, not putting much pressure on that left leg.
He's cramped up.
Yeah. Well, he's played a lot of defensive snaps tonight, too.
He's not missed but maybe five. He's on kickoff, kickoff return. Special teams, he's the long snapper and plays offense and defense. Yeah, he plays a lot of snaps.
It's a cool thing about small-town high school football.
Usually about 136 to 150 snaps in a game, and you think he's in there for most of them.
Yep. Garrison in the gun, third and five. Quick throw, out wide. Ball's batted in the air and incomplete. Nearly a third interception on the night.
That was Lode East to Morgan. Good defensive there by number 39 for the Golden Eagles. That's being number 39 as Dylan Balser. A lot of substitutions in there for Gurren Catholic. You know, we're going to punt again here on fourth down.
Why are we punting? Well, we're punting?
We're punting.
So they're punting on fourth and five from the 41. Unless it's a fake or they don't want to get anybody hurt.
It's a punt.
Ferris will get it. Step up. Lowe shanks it. Rolls around inside the 40. It'll stop dead at the 39-yard line with 2:19 to go. And all Garrett Catholic has to do is take a couple knees if they choose, and this one could be over. A
lot of substitutions here for Garrett Catholic as the celebration begins on homecoming.
First and 10.
Beautiful facility, beautiful crowd on hand. They said it was a record crowd for homecoming. And the cheering section, 69,317.
That's
record.
And that's with COVID.
That's with COVID. Can you imagine without social distancing? They'd have had about 150,000.
2:19 to go, 19-0. Brad, some things you could take in the Edgewood. I mean, obviously this game, we talked about it earlier, but hindsight's 20-20. This game really didn't matter too much.
Well,
but it mattered, but the more important games are the conference games to finish out the next 2 weeks.
No, this game's really important because this kind of quality, this is what we're going to see in sectional, and we got to win these games.
Handoff, up the gut.
These W's matter. I mean, that's why we got to play teams like this.
I agree.
You know, like I said, you know, Indianapolis Lutheran, Gurren Catholic, you know, Brebeuf, Chittard, these big, you know.
You can't just go into the sectional play playing the schedule you played in the past.
No.
And I think Scott Buell, phenomenal job. He realizes that.
And they're all trying. Coaches are trying. Heck, our basketball team, you know, our
opening up at Danville.
Yeah,
very good team.
We've made some changes there. Softball, volleyball. I mean, everybody, we're trying to get it tougher. But, you know, we got to win them.
Minute 40, second and eight, quick handoff again. And gain of three, it looks like.
Carries. Sampson and Jordan in on that tackle.
Parker Bell on the carry.
Makes the stop.
Third and five and a half, 6 yards. And it's going to be just about a minute, just under a minute when they snap this one, Corey. So if they can pick up the first down, it'll be over.
Indiana Sports Talk begins right after this one, 9:30 to midnight, Friday and Saturday night. Try to get you there as soon as we can once this one's over.
Not a whole bunch here in the post game to talk about as the Knights coming out with a 19-0 shutout.
Hint, hint, if we get a post game show sponsor, it'll be a little different.
Yeah.
56 seconds, third and six.
We do have the player of the game sponsor, though.
Yeah, we got to give that away. And the gun, taking the snap, hands off to Jordan. He'll fight forward for maybe a couple. And that'll bring up fourth and four.
And depending on the spot here.
They can just punt the ball and the game would be over. Or technically just drop back and throw a deep ball down the field. There's a 3-second differential between the game and play clock. They have to run one more play.
And then we'll run a break and we'll come back, give you the Chad Schottmeyer Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Player of the Game. And then we'll wrap it up and send you to Coach Bob Lovell on Indiana Sports Talk.
Which I encourage you guys all to listen to that. That is a great program that he's been doing for a very long time. Also on Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. to midnight.
They're going to take the delay of game.
That delay of game gets them to 1 second. Maybe we'll just run it. So 1 second.
And a delay of game penalty.
Clock is literally stopped at one.
Golden Eagles.
And they're going to have to at least run one play.
They bring in the freshman quarterback. I believe it's number nine.
Why? My thing is why they're not going to punt here. Just take the snap and knee, right?
Yep.
So North United's defense will just kind of stay in there. This will be the last play.
No, they can't take a knee.
Of the game.
Oh, yeah, they will. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
They can because the clock will run to zero, right?
Change of possession, it'll go to zero. So.
And the knee, there's a flag on the play.
What is it?
I don't know. We'll find out here in a second.
Penalty marker on
it's
the
It's on Garen Catholic.
Equipment. Somebody didn't have a mouthpiece.
So they have to run other players. The game is over. It's declined by Northeast.
That's it.
So that's it. We'll send it to break real quick. Final score from Garen Catholic High School. Garen Catholic gets the win over Northview to end their five-game winning streak, 19-0. Their first shutout loss since 2016 at Danville. We'll send it back to break in Brazil. We'll come back with your Chad Schottmeyer, Farm Bureau Insurance Player of the Game on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here at Garen Catholic High School, final score for the final time, Garen Catholic 19, Northview 0. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, Dennis back in the studio. And we only got one more thing to do, but what are your final quick thoughts on this game, Brad?
Well, you take it as a hard loss. You take it as a game you didn't really show up at and play your best. You learn from it and you move on, Corey. This is the kind of competition we need to play, and this is what we're going to face come sectionals. You know, Thursday night we'll find out our fate, where we're playing at when sectionals roll around. But now you got to go home and you got to prepare for an Edgewood team. A conference championship's on the line as we'll go Friday to Edgewood and take on the Mustangs. Corey, tonight, you know, I came into this saying I thought if we could hold them down to a low-scoring game and stop the running game, we'd have a chance to win. I said in the beginning, you know, if you remember, right, I said if we don't stop the Jagger in the first half.
It's not going to matter.
It's going to be bad.
Yep. So I'll go ahead and do this real quick, give out our player of the game, our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer. Player of the game is?
Well, yeah. It was tough tonight. It really was, because there was two or three kids that really stood out. But, you know, Elias Gordon had another great game. Corey had the fumble recovery, had a couple big catches, had two or three hard tackles. And, you know, tonight's Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, is the senior, number 12, Elias Gordon.
All right, Brad, you go have fun in Florida. I'll see you.
I am, buddy. Hey, Dennis, back in the studio. You keep warm while I'm gone. I'll be thinking about you guys. And, hey, all Unite fans, thanks for tuning in tonight, and we'll talk at you Friday. Here you go, Corey.
We'll be connected. Next Friday, we're on the air at 6:45 p.m. at Edgewood High School. On Thursday, Indiana Sports Talk, the IHSA sectional pairing show will be drawn. We'll find out who the North Unites will play in sectional play. But for the final time, Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, Dennis back in the studio, Garen Catholic gets the win over Northview to end their five-game winning streak, 19-0. We'll now send it to the coach, Bob Lovell, for Indiana Sports Talk here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. You have a safe night.
11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
You've been listening to Northview Football on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. Morris Manufacturing. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Canteen is Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. And by Refreshment Services, your Pepsi Cola distributor in the Wabash Valley. Timeless Classics WAMB now joins Indiana Sports Talk, already in progress.
Pairing show on Thursday. We are that far in.